Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. I was talking to a friend years ago, and she said something I've never forgotten. She said, "I want to put a death to the word busy." How many times do we say, "I'm so busy. I've been so busy. I'm sorry I haven't called you. I'm so busy." Or, you know, we say it all the time, don't we? And I really have come to believe that yes, I have a very full life. I think a lot of people would look at me if you follow me and know that I have a full life. I travel a lot. I live in two different cities. I have an apartment in Scottsdale, Arizona, one in Oklahoma City so that I can be there with my daughter sometimes. I run this podcast, have a coaching business, and getting ready to launch some new programs. So I have a lot going on, but I have to tell you that everything I choose to do either lines up with my vision and it's very intentional and it's a definite yes. And if it's not, I don't do it. So I really want to encourage you today that if you've got a busy schedule, but it's not fulfilling, you don't feel like you're making any forward motion, you don't feel like you're, you know, personally growing, helping other people, you probably have that busy thing going on. And I want you to really take a look at all the things that are on your calendar right now. It's kind of funny, actually, when I start working with coaching clients and before we start working on what they want to create, we probably have to work on getting a lot of stuff off their plate first that they should not be doing. And I know it's hard to do this, you all. I know it's hard to untangle yourself from responsibilities that you've taken on that you've done forever. But if it's not aligning with where you know you're really supposed to go, I would encourage you to start using the word no more often. And you don't need to put an excuse behind it or give it validation. Another mantra I've heard, no is a full sentence, right? So I want to encourage you today to utilize your vision as a guidepost of every decision you're making. Is it a definite yes because it aligns with where you're going? Or is it a no and you need to let it go?
If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com and don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.